Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. So,
pretty soggy after this weekend.
Yeah, not a good weekend to do about anything.
No, it was a good weekend for the indoor Olympics. Come up with something to do indoors, because outdoors wasn't much fun. Unless you're a duck, and I'm not even sure they cared for it all that much. Thinking even a duck at some point says, enough already. Just never would stop spitting, would it? It's actually going to be kind of chilly today. I can almost regret grabbing the short sleeve shirt out of the closet this morning, but it's 40 degrees outside right now, and we're not going to get much more than maybe 10 or 12 degrees over that, it looks like, today. It's going to be kind of chilly outside and breezy as the day moves along as well. Brett's in with us this morning as we get going. He'd like to tell us today what's going on down at Camblin Plumbing and Heating. How's Brett?
Good morning. Hey, when you're buying a furnace or air conditioner, you want to know that it's going to run properly and not give up at the first sign of nasty weather. But how can you really be sure? After all, it's not like you can take a look under the hood or take it for a test drive. When you buy a Lennox furnace or central air from Camblin Plumbing and Heating, you can trust that you're getting the very finest in HVAC equipment. The fact that Camblin Plumbing and Heating has carried the Lennox brand for over 70 years tells you of our confidence in this brand. If you want that kind of confidence and reliability in your home and in your heating and air conditioning in your home, give Camblin Plumbing and Heating a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan.
Excellent. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. Well, it's that time of the year now as we start to, once the rain goes away anyway, we start to think about getting outside, getting some of those projects done, whether it's just simple stuff around the house or maybe you've got some major projects planned for this year around your little corner of the earth. Iowa One Call comes into play.
Oh, yeah.
You're familiar with that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you run into that once in a while in your business. But yeah, Iowans are required to notify the One Call system at least 48 hours prior to any kind of digging or excavating. You know, the contractors and folks that do this on a regular basis, they're plenty familiar with all of that stuff. It's the homeowners, usually, that sometimes forget to do those kinds of things because we don't deal with it necessarily every day. But you do need to make that call 48 hours, at least 48 hours before you dig, and that excludes Saturdays, Sundays, and other holidays. But there are lots of questions that folks have about that. Well, what do I need to do? What kind of digging or excavating? When? What point do I need to call One Call? Well, really, it covers just about anything that includes digging, any excavating, digging at all, whether it's small, large, it's a construction project, or just a simple homeowner project. Iowa One Call needs to be notified so they can send their locate personnel out to mark those areas with some paint and flags and things to make sure that you know where the underground facilities are. It applies to pretty much everyone, and it includes things like putting in a fence, planting trees or shrubs, building a patio, any kind of an addition, deck, garage, outdoor shed, or any kind of a structure that requires digging. If you're putting in a new driveway, installing a septic system or a water drainage system or terracing, landscaping, those kinds of things. It involves folks who live in town and live out in the countryside as well. It's pretty easy, actually, to make the one-call request. You can do that on the phone by just dialing them up. And you do need to be prepared with some information, though, when you do make that call to the folks at One Call. If you're within town, within a city, you need to give them your street address, your block or lot numbers, and the area of excavation. You need the name and address of the excavator. You need their telephone number, the type and extent of the proposed excavation, whether the discharge of explosives is anticipated. And by the way, if it is, call me because I'd like to come see that. Also, whether the date and time when you're expected to begin your excavation, the approximate location that you're going to be digging on the property, and if known, the name of the housing development and property owner. If you're making the call, I assume you know who you are, right? Now, if you're outside the city, there's some other information that they need as well, too, including name of the county, the township, the section, all those kinds of things, and they'll go through all of those types of things. If you have the E911 address, that is helpful as well, or the global positioning coordinates, they can help out with a lot of those things. County recorder's offices can actually help you find some of the different information that you might need, too, if you're not familiar with that. And location is important. They do say that a common mistake in utility locates is not properly identifying your digging location. Before you make a request, you should be sure to determine whether that excavation site is located in a city or a township. And often mailing address can include the name of the nearest city when you're actually located out in a township, too. Now, how do you actually identify the spot that you're planning on digging? You know, because nothing's more frustrating than having one call come in and paint up your sidewalks and everything else with that paint that, by the way, doesn't ever seem to come off. And it'd be a lot easier if they knew exactly where they were supposed to go so they didn't have to, you know, do the entire piece of property. So best way to identify the excavation area, the spot where you're going to dig for the locators who apply, is to apply markings is a, what they call white lining the area before they get there. Just mark the area that you're going to dig in white. And that allows the locators to concentrate their efforts in a specific area. And that allows for more accurate markings, safer locates then, too. White lining is a process that enhances communication between the excavators and the locators, and they really prefer that at all the sites. Another advantage of white lining is the reduction of paint and red flags at the site, which can become an eyesore to property owners. As I said, it's never fun to get that orange, red, whatever color paint they use on your sidewalks. It doesn't come off. It might fade over time, but it doesn't come off.
Give yourself more room, though, because the excavator may need to dig a little farther than what you're thinking.
You just never know. Well, yeah. You don't dig exactly the hole you need for a tree, right?
Exactly.
You dig out around it. So, yeah, and then they'll mark the area as well with paint or flags, and the different colors all mean something, and I've got a list of that stuff. I'm not going to go through it all, but it all means something, and you can certainly look that up. By the way, you can find all this information if you go to www.iowaonecall.com. You can find all of the information. How accurate are those markings? That's a common question folks wonder when they stick that flag in the ground. If it's a red flag, that signifies things like electric lines, cables, lighting cables, things like that. Well, it's kind of important. You don't want to dig into those things, right? It's kind of a shock when you do that, among other things. So how accurate are those markings? When they plop a flag in the ground, is that exactly where it is?
No.
Can I dig couple 2 or 3 inches to the side of it? Well, yeah, that's exactly right. The answer is no, it's not necessarily exactly right there. They do mark those areas, but Iowa law allows for an 18-inch tolerance zone. Now, that's to either side. So you're talking about a 3-foot area there. So where you see that flag, it's pretty much a 3-foot area there, 18 inches to either side of that. So you should try to avoid digging in that zone. Now, if your plans demand that you have to excavate in that zone, then Iowa law does require that the buried facility within that tolerance zone be exposed. You know, how long are those markings good for? Well, Iowa law says they're good as long as they're maintained and they're clearly visible. Now, while it might be tough to get that paint off of concrete, not so much on grass, especially if you mow in between times. So you kind of want to get that stuff done relatively soon. If the original markings start to disappear or be destroyed, then you do need to have them marked again in a manner that will last a minimum of 5 days on non-permanent surfaces and 10 days on permanent surfaces. So that's what they usually do. Are all underground facilities located and marked? Well, only the buried facilities registered with Iowa One Call. You know, the lines here for this, that, and the other thing. If you have an underground irrigation system in your yard, those won't be marked. That's not something that's registered. So you do need to be aware of some of those other things that are there, too. I don't even want to talk about penalties. You chuckle like you know.
Fortunately, never had to have one.
Yeah.
But I've heard stories, and yeah, it gets really steep,
and
especially on fiber optic.
Yeah. Well, there's so much buried underground anymore. I mean, it used to be no big deal. Just go out. I mean, I've even seen things and personally experienced situations, too, where someone in the neighborhood dug a garden.
Yeah.
Just a simple thing like digging a garden. I mean, how deep were you going to dig? You know, 4, 5, 6 inches deep, maybe just to plant some tomatoes or something and cut a phone line.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing you have to consider in some of the surrounding towns, if they've got a small municipality, they don't necessarily subscribe to Iowa One Call. So you do have to call your local people sometimes, too, to see water lines, sewer lines, stuff like that. So.
Yeah, and it's better to be safe ahead of time, obviously. I mean, not just because of the fine that you might incur, but also the angst from everyone around you, too. I think we've all probably at one time or another been there when service has been out because somebody cut a line somewhere, whether, you know, back in the old days, the long-distance phone lines got cut, and all of a sudden there's no phone service, and, you know, or you get an electric line that gets cut, a gas line that gets cut. That becomes a real problem right away. We've seen that a few different times where all of a sudden emergency personnel all get called in, and, you know, sometimes that's difficult to deal with. You almost have to let it burn itself out. But, yeah, there are different types of issues that'll pop up with that, too. So now's the time of the year. It's kind of almost the same mentality of driving, you know, the first snow we get in the winter. Everybody forgets how to drive on snow, that first winter snowfall we get. Well, when we get to the spring, a lot of people kind of forget the process and procedures when it comes to getting out in the yard. This past weekend, you know, it rained. People are going to be anxious to get back out and get some of those projects they wanted to get going. And don't forget to make that phone call.
You forgot the phone number, 811.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's an easy thing. Yeah, I guess I didn't print that part out. But yeah, pretty easy phone call to make, too. So make the call, get that taken care of, and save yourself and your neighbors some hassle. You know, you want to be a good neighbor, too, right?
That's right.
All right. Iowa One Call. And you can do that stuff online, too. You can initiate, since so many folks love to do everything online these days, you can do that online just at iowaonecall.com, and you can actually register your locates on that site, and they have an abundance of information, believe me, a ton of information on there, too, if you have any questions that you need to have answered. Well, you want to tell us more about Camblin's?
You betcha.
All right.
Hey, allergy season is definitely upon us. Camblin Plumbing and Heating carries a wide variety of products that will definitely help. From high-rating filters to ultraviolet lights to electronic air cleaners, we can make a house call to your home, diagnose what would help you, and get it installed quickly to help you through these trying times. Lennox produces a unit called Pure Air that would give you year-round comfort in your home or in your office area. A simple ultraviolet light installed in your ductwork system will offer you relief that you only need to experience. Give us a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan to get on the road to healthier breathing. The thought of the day today comes to us from Lawrence Peter. Competence, like truth, beauty, and contact lenses, is in the eye of the beholder.
Well, that's true. And if you wear contact lenses, your finger is in the eye of the beholder sometimes, too. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. Hey, don't forget to make that one call, iowaonecall.com or 811. They can get you taken care of before you start those projects this spring. Hey, go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.